What's up, guys? I'm Josh Durso. Welcome to another Sunday Conversation presented by FingerLakes1.com. This week, we're talking with Phyllis Motil and Shannon O'Connor. They are both from the Ovid area. The Ovid Library and the Three Bears are right next to each other. And it's really interesting because they have a super dynamic relationship and one that's growing by the day and involving more and more of the community. We covered a lot of ground during our conversation, which spanned about 30 minutes, but we specifically talked about a program coming up, Escape the Courtroom. It's a really cool, interesting, interactive experience for people of all ages. This Sunday conversation is definitely not happening on a Sunday. It is the 4th of July. I hope you are enjoying your 4th of July. Next week, we will be back to our regularly scheduled slot, which when you wake up every Sunday morning, there's a new Sunday Conversation on FingerLakes1.com. You can watch it on YouTube. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or even on the FingerLakes1.com app. Enjoy the chat, guys, and enjoy your long holiday weekend if you have one coming up.
I am the newly appointed president of the Friends of the Three Bears. We started the organization, or I should say my husband started the organization, about 14 years ago when there was the possibility of the county tearing down the Three Bears. The property, the actual ground, is owned by the county. We lease the three buildings, and we do all the work on the three buildings, the restoration. We started with Papa Bear, which is the largest, and that contains the courtroom. And the courtroom is exactly as it was in 1845. But since then, we've had major repairs that we had to do on the roofs and the ceilings and painting and on and on and on. And so the buildings that are more than 100 years old need a lot of attention along the way. And these buildings were really neglected. They were used haphazardly by the county for many different things, such as sheriff's substation was in Mama Bear, health department was in Papa Bear, and the little bear is Baby Bear belongs to the Civil War group. Mm-hmm. And that has been there for 100 years. They've occupied that building for 100 years. How they got it, we don't know, and that's a mystery all the time.
So,
but we think it occurred with a handshake. Mm-hmm. 100 years ago.
So when you talk about preservation, when the word preservation mm-hmm. is discussed, with the Three Bears,
yes.
What does preservation look like? What are some of the ideas and goals that you guys sort of set out with on an annual basis to keep things going?
When a building is placed on the National Registry, which the buildings are, you must maintain the outside of the buildings as they were built. And that's when you run into loads of money. Mm-hmm. The inside, apparently, nobody cared about. So anyway, we're in the process of getting the outside cleaned up. Mama Bear was the one that needed the most help because when the sheriff's office took it over, they wanted to produce four rooms in a one-room building. And so they built a second floor. When they did that, they also removed a supporting beam that was holding the building together. And when that happened, the building started to bow on both sides. And so it is bowed 5 inches on both sides. So when Dan saw that, he said, that's the first building we have to do. And so we worked on Mama Bear just to stabilize that building with steel beams up, down, around, and all over. It cost $168,000. And then, you know, naturally the inside had to be taken care of again. And so we kind of got it back to what it looked like when it was built in 1860. And so it's coming along. The biggest problem with restoration is the information that you have to find about the building. Then you have to, you know, indicate what you want done, if it's feasible, and the amount of money that it's going to cost. And each time we do the outside of the building, it costs a lot more than when we're doing the inside. Just an example, to have the pillars and the porches painted, it's going to be over $9,000 for that. And so we're talking about a lot of money for the restoration of those buildings. But I must say that the county has been very cooperative in relationship to those buildings. They just did a marvelous job on a new back porch. And also, we cleaned up the walkway. The walkway was all slate, and when that gets wet, it is slippery. So that has all been removed, and a new walkway is in, and we have a nice little patio with some tables that were donated by the STEPS program. And so it really looks very nice now.
Now, as the Friends of the Three Bears have grown and become more identifiable in Seneca County, what have been some of the changes that you guys have noticed? When you talk about wanting to do something, is there a little more receptiveness from the county and from the community to want to partner with you guys and to get things done?
Well, the biggest problem that we ran across with the Bears is that there was always this thought that nobody could touch those buildings, even within Ovid. And they always indicated that those were county buildings and don't touch them and we can't do anything there. And it's really not so anymore. The county is really trying to be very cooperative in indicating that it is a community grounds for them to come over, people walk and bring their dogs and so forth and so on. We do run into little problems with, the kids who think that they could, do anything they want in the gazebo. And so we need to put bigger signs up for them. But anyway, we do have, they have a tendency to write on the walls of everything. And so we have to have that painted. But that'll come along as we're going. But right now, we're very much interested in working in cooperation with the library. We would like to make that whole piece of property there between the Bears and the library as the cultural center of Ovid, and cooperate with each other to bring in different things, concerts, lectures, classes, activities that will bring the community closer together. Mm-hmm. And so that's our hopes. And the first event, naturally, is library with the Escape Program.
Of course. And that's why Shannon's here. And, of course, we've had this conversation before, you and I, on various programs here, talking about how the library basically serves as community center for mm-hmm. rural communities like Ovid, the Edith B. Ford Memorial Library down there in Ovid. Hugely important to that. That said, you have this awesome asset literally right next door. Uh-huh. What kind of game changer is that for you guys, and what does it allow you guys to think about doing that maybe some other community spaces just can't think about doing?
Well, I mean, that's sort of twofold from my perspective. Mm-hmm. One is being the collaboration for local history education and people really learning about the community. So we've done some school programs related to that. But also there's like an economic element as well. I mean, if we can get more people stopping, taking a look at the Three Bears, they're going to be stopped in our village, and they're going to be shopping at the shops, having lunch in the village. So I see it as twofold, a learning opportunity and an economic opportunity.
And is there an element of, I was just in Ovid the other day for the South Seneca graduation, and of course, the walkability of that area, even for those who might have some mobility issues, everything is like, all of that is so close together. Like the downtown space, the library, and the Three Bears, it seems like a really big opportunity to get a lot of that sort of collaboration between all the different parts that are moving there.
Oh, absolutely. And with the installation of the new sidewalk by the county, that made the Three Bears much more accessible. The library is now much more handicap accessible with nice parking in the back. So we are connected far mm-hmm. better now than we ever have been.
So Phyllis, I want to jump that back to you mm-hmm. because it really seems like the sky's the limit in that regard. When you sort of dream and you think about, what the Friends of the Three Bears had envisioned many years ago,
yes,
versus where you are now and where could be in another 10 years. What are some of those really lofty goals that you think about and just see as opportunities for Three Bears?
Yeah. The amazing thing that we found out is the fact that there are people who have lived in Ovid all of their lives, which is 50, 60 years, and they have never been in the Three Bears. As a matter of fact, we just did, a couple months ago, we did tours with school children. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, they brought the teachers with them, and there were actually teachers who didn't know anything about the Three Bears. Mm-hmm. And they were totally surprised when they came inside because of the condition of the courtroom. It is just, it's great.
How did that, because that was one of the questions that popped up on social media when we were preparing for this, was how did the courtroom maintain itself? Was that an intentional act by you guys when you first went back in there, or was that just sort of by happen chance?
Well, the thing of it is that it wasn't used, and so it was just there.
Oh, okay.
And so they stopped using the courtroom in Ovid in 1995. And so it was preserved by neglect. And so that's, you know, there was a lot that we had to do when we, you know, paint and ceiling and everything else in that courtroom to bring it up to where it is now. We also have on the wall of the courtroom, we have all of the judges that served in the Three Bears, which took a lot of research. And my husband Dan did that, and he had great plans for the Three Bears. He wanted it more of an educational site for the criminal justice department throughout Seneca County. He wanted it to be able to go there and research on, I don't know, the Auburn prison, mm-hmm, or our prison. And so he had great plans for that, and he wanted Mama Bear to be the Finger Lakes Tourism Office, South County. And thank God that's finally happening. It's going to be there as soon as the Chamber of Commerce gets its act together and, you know, lets us move forward with that. The biggest problem is volunteers. As we all know, throughout the whole county. When I was president of the United Way, we had the same problem throughout the county. But I must say that the libraries have come a long way since we first started this whole thing, because just say maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago, the library were just there. And now they have become truly part of the community, because they are like the community center of each little town, whether it is Lodi, Interlaken, Ovid, even Waterloo. I mean, Waterloo is expanding their activities there, and all of a sudden they became part of the historic society there. And so, you know, the libraries have really come a long way, and that is because of people like Shannon.
It's interesting. There seems to be a parallel between what you're saying about the Three Bears and the libraries. Shannon, you've said a million times libraries now are more than just books, and it seems like what you're saying is the Three Bears are more than just three old buildings.
And that's right.
A lot more potential than that.
Yeah.
What is sort of that, when you think about the impact that a tourism center around the Three Bears, built around the Three Bears, what kind of impact could that have, I think, in terms of bringing people from outside the county who might not, yes, have seen something quite as unique as that before?
Right. The thing that happens is that if we are up there for a meeting and the doors are opened, we always have somebody coming in and saying, oh, thank God you're open. We've been looking at these buildings for a while. We're from, I don't know, Maryland or someplace, and we're visiting, and they look so unique. And they truly are unique. They're the only buildings that are like that in the United States. There are no other three buildings that are in that position anyway. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we would like to see more people take note And we also want them to take note to what we have truly in the county. When I worked for the tourism county, very little was talked about for South County. And I was determined to make sure that the travel guide contained a lot of information and on the on South County. And so, you know, Mo Koch was the director at the time. And when I looked at the original tour guide that we have, you know, the diner wasn't in there, the gift shop wasn't in there. And I said, you know, we're really, you know, we really should get everybody, from the county involved in that tourism guide. And so, you know, it is coming along. Libraries, you know, were like mediocre in the guide. And so anyway, it's, you know, things are coming along.
And
if I can add to that, for the past 10 years at the library, because the buildings aren't open on a consistent basis, people, especially this time of year when it's tourist season, come into the library constantly asking us, what's the deal with the three replicated buildings up there? How can I get into them? What's their provenance? What's their history? Yeah. And so my staff and I are pretty well adapted at giving like the 2-minute flash tour of the buildings from the library and information.
Yeah.
So for me, I've always wanted to work with the Friends of the Three Bears to get those opened up because people want to see them.
Yeah.
So on top of all of the other things that the Edith B. Ford Memorial Library
we've been serving as the tourist center.
You're also the tourism center for COVID.
Most of the libraries in each community serves that purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody stops in the libraries and says, where is such and such?
Where should I eat? How can I get in those buildings?
Yeah.
So I guess that would be probably the pressing follow-up question would be, is there a sort of goal in mind for when maybe some of that can happen, when people can sort of get these tours and see inside and sort of experience different parts of it? Is that still years away? Are we talking about something that's closer to happening, or is it already sort of happening, just not on a consistent basis?
Yeah. We were hoping that the tourism office would be opened in July, mm-hmm. and that has not happened.
It is July.
Right. So what? I have 30 days.
All right.
But anyway, as I indicated, that in order, there are so many things that have to happen when you have a tourism site. Mm-hmm. And there has to be special signs put up, and you have to indicate so many hours. And if you're not there, then you have to put information outside for it to be available to the people all the time. And so we are working on the volunteers at the present time to see who will be there, and two people at a time, because otherwise it gets very boring sitting there waiting, you know. But anyway, we're working on that right at the present time.
All right, Shannon, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the events in the past that have sort of been conducted in partnership with the Three Bears, and then sort of transition that into the Escape the Courtroom, or the Escape Room.
Is that Escape the Courtroom? Yeah.
Escape the Courtroom. Give us sort of the 411 on what you guys have done in the recent past in collaboration, and then we'll get into the escape room.
Well, over the years, we've always hosted an after-school program for middle school students, and so I would always have Phyllis open up the Three Bears and give tours to the kids every year. Last year, with the library under construction, we couldn't host the after-school program in the library, so instead we started a program called BLAST, which was bringing libraries and schools together. And our goal was to go into the schools, into the classrooms, and do primary-based local history research with kids. We wanted to get the local school kids interested in the history of Southern Seneca County. And we worked with the third and fifth graders at South Seneca, the third and sixth graders at the Romulus School District. Staff, volunteers from the library, and historical societies all went into the classrooms. We had five different touch points with the students to teach about the local history. And one of those touch points were the classrooms came to the library for a tour of the village, essentially. Seneca County historian Walter Gable came and did a presentation on the Sampson Naval Base. Then the kids would rotate and go to the Ovid Historical Society, where they let them do a lot of hands-on things with the materials there. We had Bill Sebring from the Romulus Historical Society open Baby Bear to give the history of the building and the history of the portraits that are in there. library archivist Monica Kelly opened up Mama Bear and talked about the history of that building, because it, for 50 years, that was the Ovid Free Library. That was our library building before we moved into the Ford Memorial Library. And then Phyllis did the grand tour of Papa Bear, where the kids love to see the courtroom, but mostly they love seeing the jail cells.
Right.
So we did this tour with the kids, and then we took materials into the classroom to research with the kids. And the kids were instructed to take the research materials home and to talk to their family about local history items. And that's when we found out how many families had lived in this area, had never been in the buildings, weren't really sure what the Three Bears were up on the hill. And so during this project, we had families coming into the library asking if the parents could run up and see the buildings. So we would take them up to at least Mama Bear, because Monica had the key, so we could show them that. So that's how we realized, oh, there's so many people dying to see information on this. And that's how we got the kids kind of hooked in interest on the buildings. So when Phyllis talks about getting volunteers to be docents up at the Three Bears, I'm really hoping that some of these kids, especially the older fifth and sixth graders, have taken an interest in it, and maybe they can use this as their volunteer credits for Honor Society to give tours of the Three Bears.
It, it seems remarkable that such an interesting and compelling story could have gone so long without being told and just sort of being forgotten up there on the hill.
Right.
So, Escape the Courtroom. Let's talk about that specifically now. How does it work? What is it? Fill us in on what exactly is going to be happening there.
Well, because we love those buildings, we want to get people in them. So we're designing an escape room. It's, anyone who's familiar with an escape room, you generally, you have about an hour to solve a series of like logical puzzles and clues to figure out the end result of this mystery. So our Escape the Courtroom is a combination of escape room and murder mystery. People are going to arrive at the Three Bears, we're going to go into Papa Bear, and we're going to tell them the story of a real botched burglary attempt in 1893 in Ovid. Three men tried to rob the Ovid post office. At the time, the manager of the bank, John Thomas, lived above the post office. It was the middle of the night, he heard a window smash, he goes downstairs with his gun to investigate. There's three attempted robbers, there's a shootout, one guy's now dead. And no one ever figured out who this guy was. There's a lot of theories about who this attempted robber was, but no one knows. So that's the premise of our Escape the Courtroom. Now, you and a team of 4 to 6 people are going to be set loose in all three Bear buildings. You're going to travel to each one and work on puzzles and clues to figure out who the assailant was. And it's a race against the clock because you have 1 hour.
That is wildly interesting. Wow. That is really, really interesting. So are there deadlines for signing up? How can people sign up? What's the process look like? Somebody who is interested, kids that are interested, how does that work?
Yeah, so you sign up as a team of 4 to 6 people. We recommend it for ages 10 and up, because some of the puzzles are pretty intricate and long.
Yeah.
And you're racing against the clock, so you don't need any distractions. So we're challenging, I know the 20th Century Club has put together a team to come up. We are hoping, you know, friends, family, teachers might want to put together a team to do this. Teams will be assigned a time slot. You will have three teams working at once. So the three teams are racing against the clock and each other. They can sign up by going to the library website. They can email or telephone the library to sign up a team. We are asking teams to do a minimum donation of $25 to the Friends of the Three Bears for this. Mm-hmm. The library is the one orchestrating it. We received a mini grant through the New York State Library Association in order to fund this, and this is paying for all the materials and clues we're putting together. My staff, librarian Heather, IT specialist Luke, are putting together the escape room along with a couple volunteers.
That's really cool.
It is.
That's really, really cool. Is that just sort of the tip of the iceberg too, in terms of what the kinds of events that the library can sort of host in conjunction with the Three Bears? I mean, you've got three awesome structures right there.
Absolutely.
It wouldn't be hard to get people in there.
Right. No, and we've talked too about doing historic talks and walks and just the library collaborating to help with the promotional piece and some staffing piece to get people up there.
Yeah. Well, the week after the escape, we have the Teddy Bears picnic on the grounds of the Three Bears. And we're working in cooperation with the Historic Society, and we will be playing old-fashioned games for the kids and introduce them to that. But anyway, it's going to be fun.
I should probably tell you the timeline because we didn't tell you the dates.
Oh, yeah.
So Escape the Courtroom is on Saturday, July 13th. People can sign up for an 11 o'clock time slot, a 1 o'clock, or a 3 o'clock time slot. Registration should be done by, we'll say, Wednesday, July 10th. Mm-hmm. We would like to know who the teams are. And then the following week is the Teddy Bear Picnic on July 13th, or 20th. July 20th.
Right.
The library is holding a shark dissection program from 10 a.m. to noon, and then the Teddy Bear Picnic is from noon to 2.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's a whole family day for 2 weeks then.
That's right.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
But we have to remember we're also having a farmer's market at the Bears, and that starts this Friday, 3 to 7.
Is that a recurring event?
Yes, every Friday.
Every Friday.
Through the month of August.
And there's another one. There's another one of those opportunities where people are just sort of going to naturally be collecting around these things. It's really interesting to see sort of the in real time, how the perception of downtown spaces, rural downtown spaces, mm-hmm. is changing so dramatically. Mm-hmm. what you guys are doing down there is definitely awesome. My last question for you guys is sort of to get out the crystal ball, and if you were to fast forward 2 years, 3 years, what potential exists, or what does that collaboration look like? What things are happening around the Three Bears and the library between in that downtown space that aren't happening right now?
I think we would like to see when people coming to that area purposely, not just flitting by, but coming to that designated spot between the Three Bears and the library. But also we would like those same people to be able to go into some of the shops, to eat there, to buy the products that are there, the coffee shop, the diner, the florist, and so forth and so on. We are hoping that the people who own the businesses would also come in and cooperate with our endeavors. But we certainly have to be able to promote our activities, and the library is helping greatly with that. We do not have the technological activities that the library has, and they have been very cooperative with us. We're hoping that that improves over the next couple of days.
Shannon?
Well, I mean, we're hoping, you know, to get the Three Bears open maybe Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, so we know the doors are open. People are stopping in the library. We're directing them up there. And at least, especially through the summer months, having weekly events. You know, yes. This summer we're going to have 3 concerts on the lawn on Friday nights to coincide with the Ovid Farmers Market. And so people are kind of congregating in that park space between our two buildings.
Mm-hmm.
The library is also building, we have an Eagle Scout project where they're building a reading trail behind the library, utilizing the woods behind us. So now people are going to be drawn to the back woods of the library, which also sits at the base of Papa Bear. They're going to want to walk up there as well.
It's really awesome. You guys, there is so much potential down there. It's absolutely awesome. What you guys are doing is awesome. Phyllis, Shannon, thank you both for coming in today. Really appreciate
it.
Thank you.